Lady Bird Readers. Rapunzel. Picture words. Prince. Rapunzel. Lettuce. Witch. Tear. Tower. Climb. Cut. Thorn. Palace. Married. One day, a man and his wife walked past a witch's garden. They were very hungry, and they took some of the witch's lettuce. Soon, they were hungry again. The man went to the witch's garden to get more lettuce. But the witch was there, and she saw him.
"You took my lettuce. You are a bad man," said the witch. "You and your wife must give me your first baby."
Soon, the man and his wife had a baby girl. The witch came to their house and took the baby.
"Your name is Rapunzel," she said.
The witch put Rapunzel in a tower. The tower had a window, but it did not have a door. Rapunzel lived in the tower for many years, and her hair grew very long and beautiful. The witch came to see Rapunzel every day.
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, throw your hair to me," she called.
Rapunzel threw her long hair out of the window, and the witch climbed it. One day, a prince walked past the tower, and he saw Rapunzel at the window. Then he saw the witch. The prince watched her call to Rapunzel and climb her long hair. After the witch left, the prince went to the tower and called,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, throw your hair to me."
Rapunzel threw her long hair out of the window, and the prince climbed it. The prince and Rapunzel talked for many hours. "You are beautiful, and you must not stay in this tower."
"I can help you to leave it," said the prince.
The next day, the witch came to see Rapunzel. When she climbed her hair, the witch hurt her.
"Ouch!" said Rapunzel. "The prince didn't hurt me yesterday when he climbed my hair."
The witch was very angry when Rapunzel told her this.
"That man must not visit you again," she said.
And the witch cut off all Rapunzel's beautiful hair.
The next day, the prince went to see Rapunzel again.
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, throw your hair to me," he called.
Then he waited. Soon, Rapunzel's beautiful hair fell down from the window, and the prince climbed it. When he got to the window, the witch was there.
She threw the prince from the tower.
When he fell, the prince hurt his eyes on some thorns.
"Help me," he cried. "I can't see."
Rapunzel wanted to help the prince, but the witch stopped her. Then she took Rapunzel from the tower. The prince travelled for many days, but he couldn't find Rapunzel. Then one day, the prince heard a beautiful song.
"Rapunzel?" he cried. "Is it you?"
"Yes, it is me,"
said Rapunzel.
Rapunzel was very happy when she saw the prince, and she started to cry. Her tears fell into the prince's eyes. Now he could see again.
"I'm singing because the witch is dead," said Rapunzel. "I do not have to live in that tower again."
The prince took Rapunzel to his palace. Very soon they were married. The people talked happily about Princess Rapunzel. Rapunzel and her prince lived happily together for many years. Lady Bird Readers. Rapunzel. Read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by Sorrel Pitts. Illustrated by Tamsin Hinrichsen. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, Lady Bird Books Limited, 2017.